NPR's 50 Great Voices is a year-long celebration of singers, and this morning we celebrate the great Kitty Wells, the queen of country music.
Please release me, let me go.
Kitty Wells is 91 now. Starting in the 1950s, she recorded hit after hit at a time when women didn't have hits in country music. When she performed, Kitty Wells just stood on the stage and delivered the goods, with a country twang and a supple, powerful voice that reached right to the back of the house.
I just liked to sing, and I knew I had to sing with all my heart, you know, to make it sound right and to make the song go. So you know what you got to do when you're singing, so you get out there and do it.
I've been searching.
We talked about Kitty Wells with Robert Orman and Mary Buffwack, who wrote Finding Her Voice, The Saga of Women in Country Music.
What I love about Kitty's voice is the sort of pent-up intensity in it. It's like she's very private and very intense, but at the same time very penetrating.
Making believe that you still love me, it's leaving me alone and so blue.
Was it her voice that made her into a big star when women were not big stars in country music?
I think her voice was a great part of it, but I don't think you could separate her voice from the content. This post-war era is when a lot of Southerners are moving around. They're nostalgic for some of the roots of home. So she carried the tradition of the South with her. At the same time, the content's very updated to the current experience of people.
Society's fragmentation and society's dislocation and the problems of post-war life.
She'll ask me when I'm coming home. I'll answer pretty soon.
There have been females in country music from Chicago and from the West Coast and from Atlanta and other country music capitals, but Kitty came along when Nashville and the South were becoming the capital of country music, and there women were very much pushed to the background. They had all these weird rules that you couldn't play two female records back to back. Women couldn't headline concerts.
Kitty would also tell you that there weren't many songs being written for women at the time. More evidence that there was no encouragement for women to step forward and really be the stars.
I have found a new love, dear, and I'll always want him near.
Maybe the most famous song she ever recorded falls into the category of cheating songs, or as Kitty Wells, that's not what she called them, but can you explain what they are, cheating songs, and why they were so popular in the 50s?
After World War II, country music topics broadened considerably. Prior to the war, country was very much home and hearth and religion. After the war came drinking songs and what are called cheating songs, which are songs of adultery.
She recorded It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels as a response to a sort of a cheating song from a man.
Hank Thompson's hit, Kitty answers with It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels.
I didn't know God made honky tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife.
He says in the song, I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels.
Right.
And her response is, God didn't.
Right, you did.
Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl who goes.
The Opry was and is very conservative, and she was initially rejected by the Opry for not being showy enough, that she was too prim. And then she has this hit that's too outspoken, and then they ban her for that reason. It's like they couldn't, they tried to ban her both ways, both for being too conservative and for being too outspoken.
Another category of song that she sang it completely straight. Nothing dramatic, nothing weepy about it, but the songs were weepy and the audience cried.
There are just these tragedies that are oftentimes dealt with in song, and they're very, very moving. The loss of life, the loss of young children in death.
In one of Kitty Wells' famous songs, the loss of a wedding dress, not to mention.
Yes, right. I gave my wedding dress away.
Tomorrow was to be my wedding day. But I gave my wedding dress away.
When you listen to country music now, to women singing in country music, are there voices that just pop out at you and say, child of Kitty Wells, this is a Kitty Wells woman?
I would say Emmylou Harris, for one, because she did revive Make and Believe. Pam Tillis revived Amigo's Guitar. I mean, there are several women who draw on Kitty's repertoire.
And there are women that really are very much ingrained in that kind of country tradition that are really great, like Patti Loveless, Leanne Womack. These are not slackers in the vocal category, but they do maintain a much more regional sense to their vocals and their music.
Any Southern female country singer is going to be influenced. I mean, there's just no question about that.
Robert Orman and Mary Buffwack joined us from Nashville to talk about Kitty Wells, the queen of country music and one of NPR's 50 Great Voices. Their book about women in country music is called Finding Her Voice. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Making believe.